Good morning, everyone. This is Linda Santavica on Pressing Beyond. This week, Richard Branson soared Virgin Galactic to the edge of space. Next up is Jeff Bezos taking his spaceship, New Shepard, to outer space as well. How do two successful businessmen who built global empires find the time to play and play big? The late American psychologist Charles Schaeffer said, quote, "We are never more fully alive, more completely ourselves, or more deeply engrossed in anything than when we are playing," unquote. Playing, how does that play into Pressing Beyond? Because when we think of obstacles, playing is not really a challenge since we choose to do it. Unless, of course, we are challenged by a competitive sport or game. Well, I delved deeper into the topic of play and found some interesting talking points. Playing is defined as an exercise one does by diversion, amusement, or recreation. It is the sense of flow, imagination, and being in the moment. But playing is anything but trivial. Like sleep and nutrition, it is an integral component to our health. It provides a sense of expansiveness, establishes skill, and is vital to the creative process. We all know hard work yields much fruit, but what are the benefits to playing, having fun? If we are working and producing at full capacity, do we stop to be a bit ridiculous by having some fun? Isn't that time wasted? I mean, we could be missing out on an opportunity. And if we are playing, are we avoiding responsibilities and missing deadlines? Not making much progress toward our goals. If all we do is work, we are disregarding a vital part of the creative process and personal growth. Let's look at children. When they play, they are oblivious to any concerns outside their mental space and time. Just look at their faces while they're totally immersed in their activities. Their minds may not yet be fully developed, but they are inquisitive, exploring, and discovering. They are not bound by schedules, deadlines, or routines. Now, of course, as adults, we have our share of responsibilities, so we can't be hard on ourselves. But in the words of James Howe, all work and no play does make Jack a dull boy. As we eventuate towards working adults, our priorities get reshuffled. Our activities become more goal-oriented and organized, and depending on the activity, it should be. Certain activities require focus and order. However, some of life's required demands can rob us of the joy from playing. We squeeze ourselves into a calendar filled with goals, goals that lure us in by financial gain or the potential to further our social status. So rather than play, we get productive only to miss out on the joy by not staying in the game. And the dichotomy is this: to play is crucial not only because it brings us joy, but it also sustains social relationships. Those who stay sharp and interesting are the ones who both work and play. When we stop playing, we stop growing. Imagine a world without play. No games or sports, movies, art, music, and sharing stories. No jokes, no humor, no goofing off. Play eliminates the mundane in our lives. While life is not all fun and games, play may be the most important work we do. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and keep playing, and please keep pressing beyond.